Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn. And for those who are new to me, I am an angelic healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend and off to a great start for this week. We are halfway through the week. So I hope that you are having a wonderful week, and it's a week full of activity for you. So before we go ahead and get started with today's topic, I would like to mention, like every week, I am here for you. So if you are needing some guidance, if you would like to share what it is that you've learned last year, what it is that's coming in for you when it comes to the energy this year, this week, last week, we could talk about it as well. If you weren't able to call in, you could give me a call at 714-816-4628, and don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be live on air with me. All right, so this week we are, and actually today is, we're in a new moon energy, and today is a new moon for Capricorn, January's energy, and this week we are being asked to reset. So that is the theme of this week. And we have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Jophiel stepping forward for us this week. Archangel Jophiel, who doesn't really appear too much, too often on our shows, is there when it comes to helping us to see the beauty that's around us, the beauty that's within us, the beauty that is us. And so, it has to do also, correlates with today's show, or the series that we're in this month. So Archangel Raphael is reminding us that it's okay to reset. It's okay to start again. You know, we just started the new year last week. We just had our first full week of this new year of 2021 last week. However, we were asked to really move and take action towards the end of last week. So some of you may have set those intentions and then, started taking the action. However, this week you may have experienced some so-called setbacks or things that you didn't expect to happen this week. You know, if you took some action and then all of a sudden things were not happening the way that you had expected it to, it is okay to start again. And so this week we are being asked to reset. And also, it really does correlate with this new moon that we're in, because new moons are about setting intentions. For those who listen in on the shows, on my shows, we know that the new moon is about setting intentions. So if you have had some setbacks already happen, things that you didn't expect to happen, happen this week, it's okay. It's okay to look at it again and to reset. So, this new moon, we're being asked to reset and then set those intentions again. What is it that you truly want? And also to be clear on what it is that you want to achieve and to be clear on what it is that you want when it comes to your goals, when it comes to stepping into your purpose. What is it that you truly want? And to set it out very clearly. What does it look like? What does it feel like? And what senses come in for you when you set those intentions? So, you know, call on Archangel Ariel to help you to set those intentions, you know, when it comes to career, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to your personal life, work life, you know, all of those different areas. So set those intentions, but know that it's okay to reset. And that's going to be a reoccurring theme when it comes to this year, that we're going to be doing a lot of resetting. We're going to be doing this, as we are doing this rebuilding, you know, it's going to take some time, and it's going to, you know, there's going to be times where things don't work out the way that we expected it to or we wanted to. But it's okay to look back on it, learn from them, and reset. So, you know, there's actually a lot of rewords when it comes to this year. So rebuilding, reshaping. And so resetting is also going to be a reoccurring thing for this year, but especially at the beginning of this year. So, you know, don't be afraid to really, you know, go back, even though we just started this year. You know, things are not always going to happen the way that we want it to happen. There are going to be things that some struggles and challenges that occur, you know, during our weeks and during our months. And so it's okay to then go back and say, okay, what is it that I need to look at and change and tweak a little bit so that it can work the way that is meant for you. And know that resetting and things not working the way that we expected to doesn't mean that it's not meant for you. But to know that, you know, it's going to take some time to really make it the way that, so that it really works for you. So how does it feel? You know, if things didn't work out, how did that feel? And when you do change some things, how does that feel then? Does it feel good? If it feels good, then you know that it's right for you. So that is part of the energy that's coming in. The next part of the energy that's coming in for this week has to do with being ourselves and being that beautiful, magnificent, wonderful self that you are, amazing self that you are. And so Archangel Jophiel steps forward for us to really help us to see that it is, you were brought here for a reason, and the divine, the archangels, your angels, God, they all want you to be who it is that you truly are, your authentic self. That is the beauty that's you. You know, there's no one else that's like you. No one else has the gifts that you have specific to you, the way that you do it. Your energy is different from everyone else's, and it is needed. So Archangel Jophiel steps forward, and she wants you to see just how beautiful you are, just how amazing you are, just how important you are. You have been brought here for a reason, and you are here to use your gifts, use your abilities, and take those passions that you have and those desires that you have to really be there for others and change this world, make an impact in this world, and use it and to be and really shine that divine love and light that you are. So how is it that you're meant to do that? And then also, you know, set those intentions, you know, thinking about those things, thinking about who it is that you are and just, you know, how, what it is that you've come here to do. And it's all there within you. It's all there inside you, that wisdom you have. You have that wisdom and that knowledge, and you have those gifts and abilities. You know, if you have a desire to, you know, do things for the environment or in government or, you know, anything, and helping people in certain ways, that if you have that longing, if you have that desire, it is meant for you to do. So what does that look like? And bring out that beauty that is within you. So, you know, don't be afraid to be who it is that you truly are. Don't be afraid to be authentic, to show yourself, show who it is that you are from the inside and what it is that you truly desire, and to share that, because those people that you reach by sharing who it is that you are, you're going to be able to then help others to be able to see that within themselves. And that is how you shine your light, by doing those things that you're meant to do, by being who it is that you're meant to be, and to really bring that out into the world, shine that out into the world and share it so that you can really keep doing those things that you're truly meant to do. And when we do that as well, when we share those things and really bring out who it is that we are and bring out our energy, that is when we also start to see more and more with clarity on what more that you are able to do and you're meant to do. So, you know, don't be afraid to share that. Don't be afraid to show that to all those that you feel that you're being called to share that with. So whether it is through social media, whether it is through speaking with people on the phone, radio, just like I'm doing, writing, you know, whatever way that you're being called to use your gifts, that is what you are truly meant to do. So if you're listening, and if you'd like to share what it is that you've learned, what it is that, you know, that you're meant to share, you know, with us, I would love to hear from you. So my number again is 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be live on air with me. And if you'd like some guidance, if you're not quite sure of what it is that you should be seeing or what where you should be or where you're being led, I would love to speak with you as well. So that number again is 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad to be live on air. All right. So that is what is coming in for this week's energy. So, you know, I'm also being told to share this as well. Archangel Raphael is also showing us that even, you know, these setbacks, they're, you know, meant for us to really take and learn from. And what, you know, what he's showing us is that there are going to be struggles and there are going to be challenges. But, you know, that does not necessarily mean that we are not meant for what it is that we're doing and what it is that we set those intentions for. And so not to be discouraged, not to, you know, turn away from what it is that you thought that you're meant to do, because you are, if it's really in your heart and you are feeling that pull, that calling to go after that, don't turn away from it. Don't stop doing it, because it is meant for you. If it feels good to you, if you know that it's you're being called to do those things, those particular things, don't let setbacks or, you know, falls, you know, keep you from getting back up and doing it again. It just means that, you know, you just kind of have to tweak it a little bit and then go after it again. What is it that you need to change a little bit in order for you to keep going, in order for you to keep taking those actions. And so, you know, this also has to do with the motivation. You know, when we are motivated to do something, it's because we really want to go after it, and that's really what it is that we want to do. So what is that motivation for you? What is that you know, draw for you that is really calling you from the inside to really go after that? So, you know, to, you know, keep going, you know, the archangels, the divine really wants you to keep going with what it is that you're truly dreaming about. You know, you set those intentions at the beginning of this year on what it is that you want to achieve, what it is that you want to go after. So don't be afraid after it, even with some things that don't work out the way that exactly the way that we expected it to. But know that it is meant for you. It is meant for you, especially if you have that calling, if you feel that desire to really, you know, do those things, you know, and achieve those goals. So, you know, I want to encourage you to know that it is meant for you if it feels good to you and you know within your heart that, you know, you are meant to do those things. So that is this energy that's coming in, you know, for, and that last part, you know, when it comes to beauty and really going after those things, even though you have some failures or some setbacks, you know, it is going to be that theme this year as well, rebuilding, resetting. And so, you know, don't be afraid to really go after those things and to keep going, because the divine is always going to be there to show you. They're always going to be there to guide you, to help you to see those lessons so that you could keep moving forward. So, you know, like I had mentioned at the beginning of this year is going to be a wonderful year. It's going to be an amazing year for so many of us. Also, if you are listening and you are just starting your journey, your spiritual journey, if you are just awakening to all that's possible and all that you know that you're meant to do. Now, first, I want to say welcome and to say that you are so supported and you are so guided by the divine, by the archangels, and your angels and guides. There are so many spiritual beings that are guiding you and supporting you, and to know that there's a reason why you have awakened at this time, and there's a reason why you are being shown all those things that you're being shown. And, you know, when you see angel numbers, when you see repeated numbers, know that the angels, the divine is there for you and guiding you and supporting you. So if you're a little bit confused, that's okay. You know, this is what we are here for. You know, Psychic Talk, all the hosts on here, that's what we're here for, to help guide you and to help you to really see more who it is that you truly are. So I welcome you to, you know, call in if you need some guidance. That's what I'm here for. So, you know, call, give me a call, or, you know, you can go to my Facebook page and message me there. And so if you are, you know, starting to understand that there's more for you, that there's more for you and what it is that you're meant to do, you know, I encourage you to, you know, keep going and to, you know, just keep listening within and to meditate and to journal on what it is that you're seeing, what it is that's coming in for you when it comes to the energy that's coming in, what the divine is sending you when it comes to the messages that you're hearing. And this year is going to be very impactful for so many of us, whether you're new or whether you've been on this journey for a while. This is, a year where we're really going to be rebuilding, and we're going to be, understanding more of who it is that we are and that beauty that is you. So, that is what we're talking about today when it comes to our beauty. We are all here for a reason. We're all here to make an impact in some way, whether it is to make an impact for all of this world, or whether it's to make an impact in our, starting from our families or in our communities. And so, and those who we are really drawn to, that are drawn to our energy, that is meant for us. We're all meant to reach certain people. We're all meant to reach people that are, and that's why, you may hear about tribes and, about those people who are like us, and, attracting those people, into our tribe. It's because we are meant for, especially with everything that you may have gone through, each and every one of us goes through certain struggles and certain trials and challenges in our lives because they are meant for us to teach from, as well as to help heal others using our experiences, as well as those lessons, and to reach out to those who we're meant to reach out to and teach those, as well as, and when we teach those things from our own experiences, that is when we also start to heal ourselves, as well as others that are within our tribes, that are within those people who are very similar to our experiences that we've gone through. So it is, that's why it's so important for us to share who it is that we are, to really be authentically us, ourselves, and be completely and truly who it is that we are. And many times, because of things that people have may have said while we were growing up, or things people have shown us, through their own life growing up, there are these limiting beliefs that keep us from really, being who it is that we truly are and shining out our true selves to other people. And so it's important for us then to really heal from them and let those go so that we can really bring out that true, our true selves, our true beauty of who it is that we are, so that others can really start to understand their own beauties and their own true selves. So, so this is why it's really important for us to, do the healing work, to do that work of letting go, and to heal from the limiting beliefs, like letting all the limiting beliefs go, and to shed those layers away, all those things that hurt us, those those things that have told, or those people, that have told us, who we're not, and when we have been told that we're not good enough or in some way, those things are not who it is that we truly are. Who it is that we truly are amazing beings who can do anything that we truly desire to do. Those things that we are passionate about, we can do those things. And so it's important for us to really dig deep and heal from all of those layers that are not who it is that we are, so that we can really get to the core of who it is that we are and that beauty that we are. So I encourage all of us to really do that work, to do the healing, to do the journaling on, all the things that come in, that the mind chatter that comes in, the chatter that we hear that says we're not good enough in some way or we're not able to do something, but to know that when we are meant to do something and it's, we have that longing and that pull and that drive to know that we are meant to do it, and the divine is going to help you to get there with the different steps that they ask you to take in order to really reach those goals and to really step into your purpose. So what are those things that are coming in that says you can't do something or you're not good enough in some way? That is something that we need to clear, and that is something that we need to heal from. So Archangel Raphael is really, here for us this week to help us to clear those things, to help us to really change our mindset so that we can understand that we are here to be able to do those things that we truly desire to do, that we dream about doing, to know that we can go after those things, that we can do those things. And so anything that is keeping you from doing that, that anything that is stopping you from going after those things, that is something that we need to clear. That is something that we need to heal from so that we can really shine out that light that's within us, to shine out that beauty that is us. So each and every one of us has that beauty within. You are beautiful. You are magnificent. And you are amazing. So what is it that makes you beautiful? Ask yourself that as you journal this week. What makes you beautiful? List those things. No, and raise that vibration, because it's going to help you to truly see that you are amazing and that you are needed in this world, and that all that you desire to do to help others, to make an impact in this world, to make an impact in your family, to do those things that you're truly meant to do, is all there within you. So, I encourage all of us to really look at that and to really see that within us, that beauty that's within us, even during those times where we don't feel beautiful. Even those times when we feel that we can't do something or we're not good enough in some way, to know that just the divine is always showing you, and always showing you, whether it's through angel numbers or different people telling you, that you are beautiful and that it's all within you. All that you need to know, all that you need to do, it's all there within you. And it's going back to basics on that, and to shed all those layers that are from others that have told you that you're not good enough in some way, or you can't do something, or society telling us that we can't go after it because we don't have the resources. No, that is not true. What is true is if you are being called to do something, if you have that desire and that passion to really reach those people, really make an impact in this world in that specific way that you're meant to, then that is what you are meant to do. And so it's about, shedding those layers of those limiting beliefs, those beliefs that that you can't do something, to know that you can do it and that it's all within you. So let's take a few calls. If you are listening, if you'd like some guidance, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. Don't forget to press 1 on that keypad if you'd like to speak with me, if you'd like some guidance from the Archangels. I'd love to hear from you as well as anything that you are learning when it comes to during the week, as you're journaling, as you are healing, what is it that you're learning? Also, if you'd still like to share what it is that you learned last year, I'd love to hear from you. So give me a call, and don't forget to press one on that keypad so that you can be live on air with me. So let's take our first caller. Here we have. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Ms. It's
Hello.
Melissa. Happy New Year. It's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How are you today? Hello? Are you there? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I think
Yes,
she
ma'am, I'm
might.
here.
Yes,
I'm here.
okay. All right.
So, I
So,
have a question.
uh-huh.
Please. It's important. Please. Okay. So, yes, I've done journaling. Yes, it's helped me a lot. Because I write and then I tear it up, the paper. I don't like to express anger to nobody. I like to keep to myself. Try to find my best to be polite. But anyway, my question is, and it's always people come and go in our lives, just like like the sun, the night, the time. But I'm still. And I'm grateful that the divine looks after me. And of course, I need to look out for myself, and we all have to look out for ourselves and apply and obey. So this is a question. And it's regarding someone. Permission to ask. It's regarding someone really, really different. And I believe it was put in my path for a reason. But this is what I'd like to know. And I'm not sure how to say it. I'm talking so much. Dude, is there going to be some form of communication or acquiring later on in the near future? Because there is a friendship, and I know that I can see when I spoke that there were deep feelings, but I want to be able to at least communicate and have that form of peace and wanting to listen, because I don't want it, I did not want to hurt where I saw the likeness was very high, and yes, it requires a gentleman, and yeah.
Let me ask you, I have Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel stepping forward, and
Hi.
they're wanting me to ask you, and actually Archangel Michael is stepping forward as well,
No way. Oh.
and so how has your, as you're doing this journaling, what is it that you are seeing when it comes to journaling? What is it that you're journaling? What is it that you're What are the messages that are coming in for you?
I am hello, love. Oh, well, I am getting message from the divine. Hello, Michael. And I like to see if you can please bring me that person that I'm thinking about. Better
Well,
I anyway.
no. So
Yes.
I'm asking as you're journaling, what is it that you're starting to see as you're journaling?
Actually, I things I never I get information I never got before, and it's coming from one of the archangels that stepped in. I'm the second one. Hello, I'm seeing things that I've never seen before. Like, I'm not thinking anything, and I'm start just writing. So things automatic writing.
So what is it
I
that
get.
you're being told?
It has to do a lot with life principles, about you got life principles, humanity, beginning of time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you are being able to see these things, how have you gone deeper onto your own life?
Deeper? What do you mean? I've gone deeper.
So when it comes...
Sorry, I've seen them. I've seen both of them. Out of the three, I've seen both of them, the one you just stepped in.
No, what I mean is when it comes to your own life and when it comes to those things that you've gone through in the past.
I learned that I have to go through what I have to go through because God is hard. Very, very hard. Universe is hard. It's not easy. And I have to be a light and know how to handle it intelligently.
Okay. So as you are journaling, what Archangel Raphael is showing me is it's important for you to really dig deeper when it comes to your own life. So not in general, but your specific life and all those things that you've gone through in the past.
Okay. I don't want to go through the past because it's been a very hard ride since I was born. Gosh,
mm-hmm.
Super hard. And please, I think that I've learned from it, and I'm focusing right now on my presence. I'm making changes, and I want to make it happen.
But the thing is, if you don't go through the past and really heal from them, you won't. There won't be that that. And this is what the Archangel Gabriel is stepping forward for as well, because you're meant to heal others and you're meant to teach others. But the thing is, you have to really dig into your past and really review them, because there's a lot of lessons for you from them.
Are you talking about this lifetime or my other lifetimes?
No, this one. So in your past, when you were younger, all those things that you've gone through, it's important for you to look into. And what I see is you're picturing it. You know all those different things that you've gone through. So it's important for you to journal those things.
Okay, I got it. I'll start doing that and start throwing that out. Because I got it. I'll do a quick one. I don't want to go deep because I really know.
It really is important to go deep, though, to really heal from them.
Okay, I'll go deep not for a long time. I'll do it and then I will snap out of it. But I accept it.
Okay.
I accept it, and that is the past.
Yes, but because of what happened in the past, that affects your mindset right now.
Oh.
And all the mind chatter that's coming in. So that's why it's important for you to really look into the past and really be able to see how it is that you can see them in a different way.
I got the answer right now. It's coming in my brain. Okay, I'm clear. I got the answer. It's a long one. We don't have much time. Yes, I got it. Okay, I'll look into that more.
Yep. Do some journaling on that and keep going. You know, just keep writing on that, okay?
And what is this supposed to do? I need to release that and learn from it. That's not the lesson that I'm being taught, Michael?
So that's how you're going to heal from all those things that tells you you're not good enough in some way or you can't do something. Because of those things that people have told you, those things, those situations that you've gone through in the past, and when we look at it, you're going to be able to say, oh, you know, because of that situation, this is where my mindset is right now. So, you know, calling on Archangel Raphael, they're going to be able to show you how it is that you can do those things. and really be able to change your mindset. Okay?
Real quickly, did I have a revelation when I was young? I did, right? When I was six and eight.
There have been several. So, you know, whatever's coming into you right now, whatever you're saying, to trust it, okay? Trust that. Also, Archangel Michael is stepping forward because there's a lot of outside energy that is affecting you right now. So, you know, call on Archangel Michael, have him protect you with his energy. Just imagine this blue and white bubble that you step inside of so that you can be protected with his energy, because there's a lot of different energy that's really affecting you. So you need to get rid of all of everyone else's energy. So, you know, as you're meditating, you know, just call in Archangel Michael and just imagine yourself stepping into this bubble. It's like an electric blue and white bubble, and that's going to help shield you from everyone else's energy that you're picking up.
Okay.
So, you know, don't be afraid to dig deep when it comes to those things you've been through, and anything else that really comes through in your mind, because there's a lot of stuck energy that you have that is affecting you from receiving new messages and clear messages, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And then you'll be able to see then what it is that you need to see, because you do have this great sense of clairvoyance, and also, you know, being able to feel clairsentience. You know, you have these great abilities and gifts, but you have to clear all of the old stuff first to really be able to clearly be able to see when it comes to other people, when it comes to, you know, interactions with other people, relationships, as well as when it comes to work and career. You know, all of those things will start to be clear as you, you know, really let go of all the old energy that's coming up for you.
Okay, I will, Michael, permission to discord that path. When I start writing, I'm going to call him to start discording it. And, yes, I remembering when I was little that I did see God, the universe. I know I was born with it. And I'm getting clearer now. I'm not in the moment right now to concentrate, but I will concentrate more deeply later on. And that is amazing what I'm being told. You're right on.
Yep. Just do the journaling, and they're going to show you more and more. So, you know, just keep going. It may hurt sometimes when you revisit some of those memories, but it's important for you to see so that you can clear it.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Yes, ma'am, I appreciate that.
You are very welcome.
Michael. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Yes. Till next time, Han. I have you posted. When it's time, I will contact more.
Okay. Sounds great. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Han.
Okay. All right. So before we go to our next caller here, I'm going to just kind of go over what it is that we should, all the episodes that are coming up on Psychic Talk Network. So if you go to psychictalk.net/upcoming, you can see all the shows that we have coming up. So on Friday, January 15th, we have the Doctors Are In. They'll be back with hosts Rose and Dr. Dax, and they will be talking about 2021 World Year Number, your personal year number, so be sure to tune in with them. They also will have open lines and mini readings, so be sure to tune in if you are able to. And then on Saturday, we have Tarot Today Radio with host Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle, and they will be talking about New Year's readings with open lines. So be sure to tune in if you'd like to, if you are able to, on Saturday for some readings there. And then on next week, I will be back to continue our series on the beauty that is you. And so, you know, we are really doing this. And you could go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to see all of the shows that we have lined up. All right. So, you know, we are doing this series on the beauty that is you because of just this new, you know, with this being a new year, 2021, and after having gone through so much last year when it comes to stepping out of our comfort zone and, you know, really doing those things that, you know, have, you know, we maybe didn't even think that we would actually be doing or never even thought about doing. And so, you know, this year is a new start to really help us to see that through all of those things that you've been through all of the chaos that you might have gone through those things that have been very uncomfortable for you, it's now time for us to, you know, relax a little bit, you know, after last year's chaos. Now we're, you know, starting to really, you know, get into this routine, but not to necessarily, you know, relax completely, but, you know, during the relaxing, even though we are taking steps, to see that all that you've gone through, with everything that you've been through last year, that you are amazing. I mean, how is it that we could go through everything we went through last year, you know, really being pushed out of our comfort zones, really being able, you know, having to deal with the pandemic, having to deal with issues with the government and climate issues and all of that, you know, to see that, you know, we came out on the other side of that, of last year, and have really, you know, we're starting to really see this light that we have, that, you know, that we can do so much more than we thought. And so it's just incredible how, you know, resilient we are. It's incredible how much that we can accomplish. And this is what the divine wants us to see. That is that beauty that's you, that you can do anything, that you can go through challenges and you can go through struggles and trials, come out on the other side and be stronger now. And because of the strength, we're able to rebuild. We're able to, you know, if there are some setbacks, that we are able to say, hey, there have been some setbacks. That's okay, because I can jump right back in and do those things that I'm meant to do. So that is part of the beauty that is us. So before I move on, I am going to do a meditation before I end the show today, but let's go ahead and take our next caller. Hello, area code 801. Hello, caller.
Hi, Catherine.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. So,
good.
So what can we do for you? Or what can you do for us, too?
Well, this is Charlotte, and I just wanted to say that I loved the topic of today's show about, you know, trying to leave behind the things from the past that are keeping us from going forward, because I don't know anybody that didn't have somebody in their life that was a negative Nelly, you know, that for whatever reason, whether they thought they were doing it for your own good or, you know what I mean, but they still planted seeds of doubt and negativity in your head that stuck with you, you know. Mm-hmm. And so to let go of those is so important. And I think it will lighten the load so much, you know, when those are finally gone. You know what I mean?
Are specific things that you're talking about this negativity and things. So what are specific examples from what it is that you learned that you can share with others?
For me, I had a person in my life that, for whatever reason, always treated me like I was not very smart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like that I would never be able to stand on my own. And, you know, so that, and also the other thing was, if there was ever an argument, it must have been my fault. That was the message. And that has been a really long time of learning that is a false, a giant falsehood. And once I let go of that, how much better I feel about myself and about my interactions with people, and that I can recognize that, no, it's not me. That person is just a poo head kind of deal. You know what I mean?
Love your wording for that.
Well, I mean, really.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I'd offend too many people by using that word, but still get my point.
But, you know, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. And because, you know, you really, when you did that, you took your power back. And so, you know, I have Archangel Uriel, you know, stepping in for you, as well as Archangel Samuel. And so, yeah, and just be able to see that for yourself, to really learn that, that's a huge step for you. And it's going to, you know, that all that you've learned in that area, you're going to be helping others to see that too. And that's why I actually kind of asked you that, because other people who are listening right now, they're going to be taking what you learned and they're going to be able to apply it into their own lives. So, you know, just like that, you know, you are, you know, bringing out that light that's within you, you know, that beauty that's you. You're seeing more of that. And so keep doing that. Keep sharing that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it has been eye-opening. And I will say that once the light came on for that, I thought that the it would be a quicker remedy, but it hasn't. What it has done is it's given me a place to start from,
mm-hmm.
and it's given me the knowledge of what I actually need to work on, and it's let me let go of the, you know, everything is, you know, if you don't get along with somebody, it must be your fault. If there's a disagreement, it must be, you know, and also confidence to do things, you know, to be, you know, just know that I can do things and that, mm-hmm. I'm not held back by you know, there's nothing holding me back but me.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly,
you know,
yes.
And the demons that, and the demons that we all brought forward, you know, with us from our childhood. And I know so many people that once you start talking to them, you're right, they've had the exact same experience.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
typically from the same person. Or, you know what I mean? Not my
mm-hmm.
person, but the person, the equivalent of the person in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, it's been, and even though I say it's not been quick, it did let me take a giant leap forward. And then once I took that giant step forward, then I went, okay, now the work begins. You know, the door opened up, I took a giant step, and then I went, oh, wow, look at everything that came with that. Look how many tendrils branched off of that one facet. And,
yeah.
You know, and you've got to work on every tendril, every branch of that issue. Or going to keep resprouting.
And, you know, that's also, you know, this week's energy where the reset, because, you know, we may have those intentions of, okay, now because I've learned this, I won't go backwards. However, there are going to be challenges, situations, and experiences that happen where it kind of tries to give you, so it's like a test for you.
Uh-huh.
And so then if we have that, it's important for us to then be able to pick ourselves up and say, no, I can move forward. You know, I learned from this in the past, and even though there was a little bit of a setback, it does not mean that I don't move forward. It does not mean that I pick myself up and try it again.
Right. Yeah, and also it's like you have to learn not to fall back on automatic behaviors, because they're obviously the easiest. And, you know, like for me, I've had to stop myself and say, oh, you know, and I've had to learn how to reframe my thoughts about myself and about situations and about, you know, how I react. I mean, and along with
and
that is as well. So, you know,
and that's why it's important for us to really dig deep on those issues, and what we need to heal, and really, you know, get to where it stems from. Because if we don't, yeah, those thoughts, they're going to come back. They're going to reoccur. And so that's why it's really important for us to dig deep and to really, you know, shed those layers and heal and let go, so that our automatic mind goes to the one that we really want, you know, when it comes to our mindset.
So we get muscle memory on the good path and forget the muscle memory that we had on the bad path. If that makes
sense. Yes, it does, you know, completely make sense. You know, it's, and yeah, that's why, you know, a lot of times, you know, I am mentioning, and the divine is always mentioning, that it's really important for us to dig deep. And a lot of times we don't dig deep enough. And that's why it reoccurs, and we have those where our mind still goes to ego and saying that we're not good enough or we can't do something.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So
wonderful.
Yeah,
well, thank you so much for coming. Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I really just have really enjoyed the topic today. So thank you for sharing your time and your talents with us.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for calling in. You know, I want more people to call in and share what it is that you're learning. And, you know, it, and like I had mentioned, it really helps other people as well. You know, I can only say so much when it comes to my own experiences and, you know, in that way. So, you know, this year it's, you know, a lot more people are really opening up and a lot more people are awakening. And so, you know, this is going to be a platform for, you know, anyone listening to really call in and share what it is that they learned, are needing some guidance to call in and then to be able to open up to what it is that they're going through so that they can learn from, you know, people like yourself and others who, you know, even though, you know, someone may be calling in for guidance, they actually may be helping someone heal as well. So, you know, to, you know, let everyone know and you know, not to be afraid to call because you're going to be helping someone in some way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, at first, to call in, you get all that cool angel love.
Yes, of course. You know, angels are always around us, and you know, I'm just here to, you know, help out in the little way that I can. And so, you know, it's always a great reminder to know that you have all the support behind us. You know, we have all that spiritual support, all the archangels, we have your own guardian angels, and yeah, you have all of the support. So, yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Anyway,
well, thank you so much.
Thanks for taking my call.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too.
Thank you so much. All right.
Okay.
So before we close out today, and we are at the top of the hour, the hour seems to go really fast whenever we're on, which I love. Well, I guess I wish that it lasted longer. But, you know, before I close out, we do have a couple of archangels stepping forward to do a meditation. So if you are able, I want to encourage you to sit somewhere comfortably and to close your eyes. And we're going to take a few deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. And now we're going to, if it helps you, to put your hands on your heart so that your mind goes to your heart space. And, you know, as we do that, to keep breathing and, you know, as we are in our heart space, to create that atmosphere that is calming for you, that is, that helps you to be still, that helps you to really focus on the divine and to help you to let go of all that worries you. So whether it is, you know, a sunset, a beautiful sunset, you know, plants and trees, a body of water, any animals that really come to you, and to create the atmosphere that is very calming, that is very soothing. And then what we're going to do is we're going to imagine a door that's in our space, an open door. And this is going to be a door where we're going to invite our angels and guides. And that The archangels are going to be joining us. We have Archangel Michael. We have Archangel Jophiel. We have Archangel Raphael. And Archangel Gabriel. So they're stepping forward. And they're going to surround us within our energy. And as they do, they're going to send us their beautiful energy with the different colors that they bring. So take a few deep breaths through your nose, out through your mouth. Your our guardian angels and our guides are also there supporting us with their energy. And with this, it's going to raise our vibration. So it may seem like you're floating on air with their energy that they bring. And Archangel Raphael is going to help expand our heart chakra. And as our heart chakra expands into our heart space, as well as the physical space that we're in, this green energy that comes, that is all around us, Archangel Raphael is going to really draw out all this old energy that's within us, going to draw out all that we need to really see and let go. And he's going to draw it out into this energy that he brings. And as he does, it's going to then be transformed, transmuted into this new energy, this sparkling energy that comes in. And as it comes in, it's going to fill the energy that, fill our energy where all of the old energy was taken out. And really be replaced with this new energy so that we can feel renewed. You feel recharged, as well as to be able to hear the messages that's meant for us. So take a few deep breaths through your nose and out through your mouth. Now Archangel Raphael is going to contract our heart chakra energy. And as he does, the archangels are going to help us expand the light, the orb of light that's within us. So as our heart chakra energy contracts back into our body, this bright white light, this orb of light, is going to spread throughout our body and out into our space that we're in. And this light will contain the wisdom and really, really bring about the messages that are meant for us. So I want you to breathe in this new energy and breathe out all the rest of the old energy that's within. And as this light continues to shine brighter and expand, the archangels are also going to help us to ground our energy. So from our root chakra all the way down to the center of the earth. And from the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright blue light that comes back up, as well as this green light that comes back up and then through our feet. And it's going to fill every cell of our body all the way up. And then it's going to spill out over our crown chakra. And it's going to spill over like a fountain of water. And then to And then it's going to reach the ground and spread out from there. So that light continues to spread that and share our energy. So now we're going to take a few deep breaths. Then when you're ready, you can bring back awareness into your body as well as opening up your eyes. So I want to thank everyone for joining me today. Like I mentioned, you know, the hour seems to go really fast, but I want everyone to really, really see that beauty that is within you this week and what it is that you have to offer to this world, because you do. You have so much to offer to this world. And so I'm sending you out lots of love and light. And next week, we are going to continue our talk on the beauty that is you. And, you know, it's amazing what the archangels will want me to share. and a lot of times it's last minute when they really share with me what it is to really bring up for the show. So, I'm looking forward to that next week. I'm sending you all lots of love and light. I hope that you have a wonderful week of, you know, seeing that beauty that's within you and doing that resetting of your intentions. You know, we're in that new moon energy this week, today, and then the next couple days. So be sure to really, you know, be clear on those intentions that you want to see for this month as well as for this year. And you know, be sure to join me next week, and I'd love for you to share what it is that has come in for you. So send you all lots of love and light, and I will talk to you all very, very soon. So bye-bye for now.